ci lasciamo qua. Ci siamo avvisi. Andrew ci lasciamo qua, tu vai, non è inutile toccare il due. Andrew, sì. Yeah, ok. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Unnukkut Arnei. If you need an interpretation, you can put your hearing. Kishuna. Imetok. Tushai yakaraya kakobit. Tushai tishimu. Atakunna yaktutit. Manna. Pigernya tetan tuk tu saya yo tiknya.
We will start with the public hearing. We have two items this evening, but one has been deferred to a later day.
Thank you, Marawa. So the first item on the agenda is bylaw number 988, amendment to general plan bylaw number 898. To redesignate two infill areas in Tundra Ridge from open space to residential community and amend the text of 7.4 of the general plan to permit the expansion of truck services. Thank you.
Good evening, Matthew.
Thank you, Matthew.
Anybody?
Thank you, Mayor Ova. The city did receive six submissions that I can read out to council for consideration. Furthermore, staff conducted community engagement for this project. And so I will first summarize the results of that engagement and then follow with the six representations for council consideration. So staff have had the project posted in our online engagement portal, which we advertise with bulletins around town. Staff then delivered two rounds of public notices to the surrounding leaseholders. Staff received some comments by email, had one-on-one meetings with neighbors, three neighbors directly adjacent to the area back in the spring. We met with construction-related stakeholders to understand challenges associated with these lands and had general conversations with those interested in single-family development in Akhluit. And we contacted people on our waiting list for single-family lots as well. Several themes emerged in our engagement. Akhluit residents are generally excited about the opportunity for new single-family homes for home ownership in the near future. We received positive feedback on the idea of constructed homes for sale rather than vacant lots. However, some residents expressed the desire for vacant lots as well. Residents looked forward to the opportunity to be engaged later on in the process when things like roads, lots, open space, parks, and homes were being designed. Those residents' names and contact information have been recorded and are ready to provide input later on. And they spoke of things like outdoor storage, bedroom sizes, and other design factors that they would like to be considered later on in the process. Some contractors expressed the desperate need for secure building foundations in this particular area. We received feedback from the community regarding the swampiness of the area below the middle school. This will be studied further if this project proceeds. We understand it to be a matter of surface water management. Staff have learned that the community, or the snowmobile racing community, has areas adjacent to the infill area below the middle school that they use to race. However, we have identified that the areas do not directly overlap, but there may be some planning needed to manage the interaction if council chooses to support that. We found that residents along Nanuk Crescent, whose homes overlook one of the infill areas that's across from the Inuit Heritage Trust, are generally opposed to the development of the area, of that particular area. They express concerns with the obstruction of their views, the loss of green space near their homes, concerns of snowmobile and ATV trails being compromised by development, the overcrowding of local schools, and more. And I will read their representations out after this summary of the engagement. Staff certainly sympathize with the residents who feel negatively affected by the proposed development, but we did discuss things like the benefits of infill, which include walkability, connectedness, more manageable servicing, better transit planning in the future if we choose to have transit, affordability, and most important, the management of sprawl, which in planning, sprawl means to extend the city further and further by developing new areas instead of existing neighborhoods to the point where it's too spread out to deliver basic services. We found that the benefits of infill were generally appreciated by residents in the broader community. From the residents in areas adjacent to the proposed sites, we received 6 formal written representations, which I will now read out. So the first is from a resident in the neighborhood named Francesco, who requests reconsideration of the motion to rezone the lands across from the Inuit Heritage Trust. While acknowledging the need for housing, they urge the city to take a broader view in planning new neighborhoods rather than using the remaining small patches of tundra. They highlight the challenges of the site in question, noting its slope and limited space, which would necessitate the extensive excavation and fill to create roads for a small number of homes. They argue that if water truck is an option, or water and sewer trucks are an option, larger and less complex sites should be considered to avoid overcrowding and to preserve green spaces. The importance of integrating housing with natural landscapes was emphasized in this person's submission, as small areas of tundra hold significant value for local residents. The resident hopes the city will consider these comments and explore larger scale development sites that have been discussed in previous engagements. Potentially, this resident was referring to the Road to Nowhere subdivision. So that's submission one. Submission two is Phyllis Kaniok, a resident of Okrui for 5 years, living at lot number 16 in Tundra Ridge, has expressed concerns regarding the proposed expansion of Tundra Ridge to add single-family homes. Phyllis noted that it is a busy time for Inuit engaged in harvesting, hunting, camping, and traveling, and the public hearing tonight may lack representation from Inuit. She noted how both the government of Nunavut and Canada avoid consultations during the summer to ensure Inuit participation. Phyllis opposes the expansion for several reasons. Infrastructure and costs. New roads and power lines will result in significant taxpayer costs and disruptive long-term construction. This will impact traffic flow and the quiet enjoyment of properties nearby. The uneven terrain raises concerns about blasting and the impacts of blasting on nearby homes during the construction. Suggested by the resident that building in areas already accessible, such as the road to Apex, road to nowhere, or a new road and plateau, could be explored. Second concern was around school capacity. The proposed area falls within the Jomi Court jurisdiction, and Jomi School is already at capacity and unable to accommodate new students. Snow accumulation. The area's geography leads to excessive snow accumulation in winter, causing unsafe road conditions and poor visibility. Adding more vehicles and families would increase risk. Green space. The area is currently used by dog owners for walking their pets. Phyllis suggests that creating a park would be a more suitable and cost-effective option for this area. Clouet has very little usable green space within the city limits, and the proposed area provides some lighting in the winter, which is valuable during the darker winter months. And snowmobiling. During snowmobile season, the area serves as a trail to access the ice. Not all residents have trailers to transport their snow machines. Phyllis reminds council that the city had valid reasons for halting development in this area in the early 2000s and urges the consideration of more efficient use of funds by investing in infrastructure improvements instead, which may be more of a comment on the expansion of truck services in the general plan amendment. Neil Henderson is the next submission, who recently purchased a home in Tundra Ridge just last year, who has expressed concerns about the expansion of Tundra Ridge. Neil emphasizes the importance of the existing green space near their home, which serves as a vital area for children to play. Dog walking, sliding, cultural activities, and snowmobiling are all important in this area. This trail is the only accessible one for residents in the area. Removing it would significantly impact local hunters and enthusiasts. Neil suggests that housing could be developed in alternative locations such as the Road to Apex, Road to Nowhere, Plateau, and Inuit-owned lands near the hotel. These areas already have roads, which would save the city money, and they would be serviced by pipes. Neil strongly opposes the project for several reasons. Infrastructure costs, for the same reasons as mentioned in the previous submission, it would impact snowmobile trails, school capacity, snow accumulation, accessible green space, and dog walking would be affected. And Neil expressed distrust towards developers, citing past projects that lack consideration for local issues such as parking and open space. Neil urges council to weigh the views of local permanent residents in the area more heavily than those of developers or transients. Neil reminds the council that the city had valid reasons, again, for halting for not considering the project in the early 2000s, and suggests that funds could be used elsewhere. The next submission, just letting translation catch up. The next submission is Litia Obed, an Inuk homeowner and lifelong resident of Khluit, has expressed opposition to the proposed Tundra Ridge expansion for several reasons. Increased density and development. Recent developments in Tundra Ridge, such as Jomi Court and public housing units on Tulagok Street, have already impacted the area. The proposed subdivision will result in the loss of the proposed project will result in the loss of almost all remaining open space in Tundra Ridge. The city has already infilled the lot immediately beside Litia's house. Previous consultations have not aligned with the final development. For instance, Jomi Court includes fourplexes now instead of the originally proposed low-density, single-detached, semi-detached, and duplex dwellings. Lutia commented on the public notice this week, noting how it lacked clarity about the location of new roads. And the two areas were pictured on the back and front, which may have caused confusion among neighbors. Staff corrected this in the reminder notice on July 22nd, which Lutia mentions was just one day before the comment deadline. Holding consultations in the middle of summer limits community, or holding consultations in the middle of summer limits community input, as many residents are away. The city should update the land administration bylaw and include provisions for public housing in the Plateau subdivision before proceeding with new amendments. The proposed untested approach for development in current subdivision requires more rigorous evaluation, in Letia's opinion. New developments should occur in areas with proposed extensions of piped water services rather than in locations without utilidor. Jomi School is also at capacity, says Letia. The purchase of Letia's lot included a premium for views, low density, and open spaces, and Lutia requests information on compensation for the loss of these attributes if the development proceeds. Property value is the main thing there, and Lutia also echoed concerns about trails for ATVs and snowmobiles in the area across from Inuit Heritage Trust. That's the end of Lutia's comments. And we have two more. So it's Shannon, a resident of Kluwit since 1991. Shannon Hessian, and former City Recreation Department employee, has shared concerns about the proposed Tundra Ridge development in the green space below the middle school, so specifically that area. Shannon highlights that she and her family actively use the green space throughout the city, including the proposed development area. Shannon notes discrepancies in the notification maps. That the same comment from earlier with the front and back map. Shannon emphasized the historical importance of the area, which was identified for recreational use in green space in the 1980s and 1990s, with input from elders and community members. Shannon says the area serves as a critical route from land to sea for hunters and families, and is heavily used for snowmobiling and skiing from December to June. Development in this area would eliminate access to these trails, impacting residents across Kluwit, including Tundra Valley, Tundra Ridge, and possibly other subdivisions. Shannon points out that the area is a wet zone with many streams, and previous developments have faced structural issues due to land stability. There's a need to consider safe routes and open spaces or recreation for traditional lifestyles and young hunters. Shannon urges the council to explore alternative options for housing development that preserves this important green space and its recreational value. And finally, Tundra Ridge resident, wishing to remain anonymous, expressed opposition to the proposed Tundra Ridge development. Some residents in Tundra Ridge did not receive notifications about the development, highlighting an unfortunate oversight with procedures and the notification radii that the city uses to notify surrounding neighbors. The area is a significant pathway for skidoos and is marshy, raising concerns about the impact on local use and environmental challenges. The proposed development area is the only nearby green space for undisturbed hikes, berry picking, and cultural activities. The resident is therefore concerned about the loss of this valuable community asset. The resident questions whether the development will include public housing and the impact it may have, including the impact on school capacity. Also suggesting considering other areas such as the Plateau or Road to Apex, which already have piped infrastructure. That is the end of our representations.
Thank you, Matthew. I'm going to speaking this, from this because of our online. I will not call for the input from the public, and I have two people listed. First, I will call on Patrick McDermott online on Zoom. You got 5 minutes, Patrick. Can you hear me, Patrick? You're on mute.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead. Thank you.
Hi. Thank you actually very much actually for this time. I appreciate actually the City Council for opening up the this for commentary. I do have to say though that I would like to reiterate the concerns of other people about the timing for this. As you can see, I'm in my vehicle actually on vacation, so actually I've stopped actually one of my transit routes here actually to comment. But I think of it as important enough that to do this, because actually some of the negative impacts I think that the development is going to have actually on the Tundra Ridge area. So I hope actually that for City Council that this step tonight is actually really a first step of many steps. I do think that the City Council actually has addressed a number of concerns first before actually making any decision actually on the development areas actually in the Tundra Ridge area. So the area right adjacent actually from my house on 2662 and also from Shannon Hessian's, that area I have to really has been always under my impression as identified as green space, and it has always been used as green space as long as I've been living there. So I can attest the number of people actually that walk their dogs, not only in the area where the development is, but they use that actually as a route to get up over the hill that's right behind the ADWG into the area that's often used as skidoos for hill climbing and others. And it's a very frequented use, and I use it quite a lot myself. The other thing about that area is in the wintertime, I really, that's areas for skidoos. It's not just used actually to get down onto the sea ice, but it's a two-way. So you get people from the Tundra Ridge area from mine and also Tundra Valley that use it to climb up the hill, to go up over the AWG, to go up on land. But then you get people going the other direction that use it to get down actually onto the sea ice. The other thing is that in the summertime, much of that area actually is very swampy. So there's actually a lot of water drainage that runs through there. And in particular during springtime, there's quite a bit of water that runs through. So there's going to be issues when it comes to, how that water is going to be re-diverted. And the area is also, I don't believe there's any bedrock under there. So any houses actually that are developing there are not going to settle very well. And I think that's going to create structural and financial issues for anybody who actually owns any of those houses later on. The other thing about that area too is in the wintertime is that the embankment actually off the road is used by people on my street actually to have the snow dumped. And so when people get loaders to move the snow off the driveways, because there is no place along that road to actually dump any excess snow, it's actually dumped in that area. And so any kind of development actually in impedes that. So that's another area of concern there. The other thing I have for concern actually is what kind of plan actually is City Council actually using from a long-term idea as to how development is going to continue with the growth of Iqaluit. So is there any kind of like a city long-term development plan? As far as I know, I think didn't it not end in 2022? Because I think there has to be consideration done to all kinds of areas that are in Iqaluit and not just what looks like to be easy. So, for example, I would ask why hasn't there been, has there been consideration in developing actually on the road towards Apex just above the AWG, which seems to me a far larger area to develop more housing than the area that's right adjacent actually from my house, which isn't going to be very many housing to put in. So I would like to suggest that actually there needs to be some sort of set of priorities as to what areas that that City Council is going to develop first. And I'd like to offer suggestions actually that the areas where you're going to get the greatest development for the biggest bang for your buck. So little tiny areas like my spot, which I don't believe you can put in utilidor. In fact, I was always under the impression that there was going to be no development areas where there was going to be only trucked water. There needs to be further consultation on that. So why are there, like, why not out the road to nowhere? Why isn't there in the development out towards the airport that we could, there's areas that are open there for development. So I think City Council needs to come to answers as to why they're looking at certain areas and why not other particular areas as well. So the other thing I'd like to iterate is some of the impacts is the construction that's going to happen that's going to impact people actually on these particular roads. And is there actually going to be more feasible to do it in areas will have a less impact? So I believe City Council is looking at an area that's in behind actually the Exarnate Hotel. That is actually is a fairly large area and would therefore also have a much lesser impact actually on already households that are in areas such as my own. I do also have actually a concern actually with things such as property values when developments like this actually occur and whether or not actually the taxpayers actually of Iqaluit that have been paying for this actually has, you know, are being considered. I also like to know if actually the people in Tundra Valley have been considered because that route that goes up that hill also impacts them. So I think that maybe tonight is actually a great first step, but I hope that actually that later on when people such as myself are in Iqaluit that we can do things such as present in person, where there are more people that may not be out on the land or on vacation can also have their input on this development. It certainly is something that's important. Social housing has to be important, and none of these proposals do I see actually how many public housing is going to be developed versus private, whether these things are going to be standalone homes or are they going to be multiplex units. And I think that has to be actually part of the discussion before a final decision actually is made as well. Any comments, Matt? No, my wife is here too.
Thank you.
Anyway, I appreciate it. Your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Patrick. And we also have Andrew Cart in the gallery.
Sorry, just a really brief comment. Small family looking for a home in Iqaluit and excited about the opportunity to have a home anywhere in town. I definitely hear everyone's concerns with the area and the impacts to the place, but being a person looking for a home, the opportunity seems exciting to me. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew. Now I'm going to call for any input from the public. And I'm going to call for final input from the public. And I'm going to move this item on to 7B1 on the on our next meeting. And now moving on to item number 2. Matthew.
Thank you, Mayor Awa. So item number 2 is bylaw number 989, amendment to zoning bylaw number 899. To rezone 2 infill areas in Tundra Ridge from open area to low density residential truck services. Thank you.
Thank you, Matthew. Were there any representation ruling in contact with the City of Iqaluit Planning Department?
No, Mayor Awa. This item is related to and was considered with the previous item, bylaw number 988, and comments were not received separately.
you, Matthew. I'm calling for any input from the public. This is my second call for input from the public. Now this is my final call for from the input from the public. So being none, this public hearing number 4 will be closed. We will start the, our regular meeting in 5 minutes. Thank you for coming.